It's Lee Scott Basketball Game Time. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready to tip things up here at Samford Gymnasium. We'll get you those starters here in just a moment as well. Warriors in their home whites. Horseshoe Bend in their road reds. They win the opening tip going right to left on your radio dial. Just underway here between Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend. The JV boys with a big-time win. Should have been a travel from Braxton Wilson, but the right-handed layup is good to go. Warriors going fast. Number two, Hayden Harper, corner three. That's too strong. Rebound ripped down by the Generals. Braxton Wilson working his way inside the paint. Tries to get some English and a nice reverse layup. Warriors are getting punched in the mouth early, trailing 4-0. Slow things down. Go to Hayden Harper. The 8-foot touch shot is up, and it is good. Hayden Harper gets the Warriors on the board. A quick one here. 7-10 to play in the first quarter. Hayden Harper now picks up a steal, and the Warriors have numbers with Barrett Cook, but a reach-in foul. Number four, Kendon Schurer, picks up the personal foul. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. It's Grayson Haley, Hayden Harper, Parker Wright, Parks Myers, and Barrett Cook. Harper throwing the ball inbounds. Now to the corner with him. Now to the short corner. Back to Harper. Kicks it around the wing. The Haley three on the right wing is good. Grayson Haley from outside the arc puts the Warriors out in front with 6:50 to play. The Warriors lead the Generals 5-4. Both of these teams want to get out in transition and want to move fast. Braxton Wilson's three-pointer tried to answer is too long. Haley with the rebound. He'll field it to the guard, Harper. Barrett Cook now in the corner trying to find somebody. He finds Parker Wright, who finds Haley, kicks it to the corner. Parks Myers, the left-handed layup is up, and it is good. Nice ball movement from the Warriors. And after a 4-0 start, Warriors have responded nicely with a 7-0 run themselves. Ball up to the top of the key and an open lane. Right-handed layup is up, and it is no good. The offensive putback from Carter Lucas is up and good. 7-6 now. Hayden Harper tries to drive his way. Kicks it up to Parks Myers on the right corner. Haley feeling himself. The left wing three is no good. Barrett Cook, the long offensive rebound. They'll slow things down. Hayden Harper now on the near corner. His three ball is too short, but he gets his own offensive rebound. The hop step and the right-handed scoops is up. And it is good. The Warriors lead 9-6 here. 5.5 to play in the first quarter. Generals slow things down and run a half-court set with Braxton Wilson. He has 4 of the 6 for the Generals. Warriors really extending that defense, forcing the Generals to start their offense around the volleyball line. And it hasn't gone inside the three-point arc yet on this possession. Sits on the right wing, now at the top of the key with Schurer. He gets the on-ball screen, but still nothing to him. Now stands in the far corner. And now sits back with Wilson on the left wing. A screen on either side of him. Tries to cut it up, trips himself, but the Generals come away with the basketball. Now the Warriors get a steal. It was Parker Wright, and now Barrett Cook all the way inside the paint. The Generals tried to draw a charge, but the Barrett Cook layup hits the back iron and is no good. Generals with the rebound. And again, they'll slow things down in their own half court. Warriors in what looks to be a matchup 2-3 zone. Wilson broke it along the left side, but Warriors got a hand check foul. They're actually going to call a moving screen. I like the call. Right around the left elbow. So prior to the shot, it was Kendon Schurer will pick up the offensive foul. Parks Myers and Barrett Cook will take a breather. William Lyles and Wyatt Watley enter the game for the first time tonight. Warriors leading 9-6. That three ball is no good off the right hand of William Lyles. And the Generals get the offensive rebound. Halfway through the first quarter, again, Warriors with a 9-6 advantage. Wilson running the show, kicks it to the left wing. The three-pointer is way well too strong by Carson Lucas. Warriors come away with a defensive rebound, and it's poked out of bounds. Warriors will take over. Now Parker Wright and Grayson Haley will take a breather. Cord Zellner and Chapman Harris, the lefty, enter the game. As Horseshoe Bend's running a 2-3 extended zone. Hayden Harper with the right hand goes for the reverse layup. Unable to get it to go, but he gets hacked on the way up. He'll shoot two free throws for the Warriors and allow everybody to catch their breath with 3:36 remaining in the first quarter. Again, the JV boys won big. The varsity girls won big. Won that one 44, rather. 228. Clark Ivett had 26 in that one. The first free throw from Harper is up, and it is good. So Mr. 1000 already with five here in the first quarter. Second free throw is up, and that one's nothing but net as well. Warriors with an 11-6, I believe it was an 11-6 advantage. Gets a steal on the inbounds. William Lyles tried to work his way baseline, couldn't find anybody. They now find him a pump fake, now works his way baseline. The 12-foot jumper is too strong, ripped down by Lucas and the Generals. 3:13 to play here in the first quarter. Warriors with an 11-6 advantage. Nobody picked up the ball handler. He shoots a three on the right wing, and the Lee Scott student section lets him hear about that one, as that one was nothing but air. Warriors now go and transition. It was Chapman, now back to Wyatt Watley, then back to Harris. His left wing three is short, bounces off the backboard, and we're going the other way. 2:48 to play in the first quarter in a fast-paced game here in the first quarter. That 15-foot jumper is up, and it is good. Number 12 for the Generals, and they go right back to that 2-3 zone. Warriors swinging it around the perimeter with 2.5 to play. They find Hayden Harper in the corner. Now back to Wyatt Watley on the left wing. Now back to Hayden Harper in the corner. His three-pointer rattles in and out, hit every part of the rim and the backboard, but couldn't get that one to go. Chapman Harris fought for the offensive rebound, but it will stay with the Generals. 2:20 to play here in the first quarter. Warriors with an 11-8 advantage. And the far official blew his whistle. They're going to get Will Lyles on a little hand check foul prior to the inbound. That's the first foul for the Warriors so far tonight. Harris got a piece of the basketball, and it goes off the leg of Lucas. So now it'll be Warrior basketball right around the S on their own baseline under their own basket. Wyatt Watley inbounds it to Will Lyles. They swing it around the perimeter all the way back to Wyatt Watley along the far side, and another reach-in foul on the Generals. That's their fourth of the first quarter. So for these final 2:12, another foul by the Generals will result in free throws for the Warriors. Hayden Harper will get the ball right around half court and dribble it up with his right hand. Chapman Harris now on the right wing. Feeds it back to Hayden Harper, but it gets intercepted by Braxton Wilson. His right-handed layup is up, and it is good. Braxton Wilson, rather. He has 6 points so far and gets another steal, and he wants to work it out in transition. The Euro step reverse layup is too strong. Hayden Harper with the rebound. He doesn't have numbers. He'll slow things down. Goes behind his back. Left-handed layup is up, and it is good. Hayden Harper now with 8 in the quarter, leads all scorers here tonight. Warriors with a 13-10 advantage. Left corner three is up and rattled home by Kendon Scherer. And he lets the Warriors student section hear about it as they were in his ear on the three-point shot. 13 all now with a minute and 20 seconds. William Lyles on the far corner tries to answer. It is too strong. Rebound goes to Wyatt Watley. They'll slow it back down. Chapman Harris now in the corner, and a blocking foul on the Generals with 1:08 to play here in the first quarter. And as I mentioned about a minute ago, with that being the fifth foul for this final minute and 8 seconds, if the Warriors can draw a couple fouls, you can pick up a couple cheap points at the free throw line. Chapman Harris looking for his first points of the evening. Southpaw puts it up and rattles the first one home. Haley and Parks Myers will sub in for Will Lyles and Wyatt Watley. So on the floor, it is Haley, Chapman, Myers, Zellner, and Hayden Harper. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Chapman Harris now will take a breather as Barrett Cook enters the game for the Warriors, and Myers gets a piece of the inbounds, but it will stay with Horseshoe Bend. Warriors using some full court pressure. Generals able to beat it and have a three ball in the corner. That time too strong off the right hand of Kendon Scherer. A behind the back pass back to Scherer. The reverse layup is up and it is good. A highlight play. Braxton Wilson got the offensive rebound and threw it behind his back for a reverse layup. Barrett Cook now in the far corner. His three answers right away. Barrett Cook for three. He joins the scoring party. Warriors lead 18-15, 35.6 remaining in the first quarter. An action-packed first quarter again. Neither of these teams with too big of a height advantage, but both of these teams want to get out in transition and use their speed, use their athleticism, and have taken punch after punch here in this first quarter. Barrett Cook with the most recent one, and the Warriors lead 18-15 with half a minute to play. Braxton Wilson dribbles at the top of the key, tries to work his way along the left side, gets into the paint, and a hip check foul will go against Parks Myers. So the Generals will inbound under their own basket on the left side with 23.3 remaining in the first quarter. Long outlet pass goes to Wilson right around the volleyball line. 18 seconds remaining in the first quarter. A push off, no call. A step back jumper is too strong. Ripped down by Haley, and the Warriors have numbers. Hayden Harper feeds it to Parks Myers, and he gets a left-handed layup to go along the right side. Parks now with four in the first quarter. 2 seconds, 1 second. The Generals will not get a shot off, and that will do it for the end of the first quarter. A fast-paced up-and-down battle. It's going to be a battle of endurance, a battle of off-season work. Who's going to be the one to get the final blow as we hit the second half? But through 8 minutes of play, Warriors with a 20-15 advantage over the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. Don't go anywhere. The next 8 minutes coming up on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Minutes down here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors with a bit of a run to end the first quarter, lead the Generals of Horseshoe Bend 20-15. Generals right around the Alex City area, made about the 45 hour minute drive up to Lee Scott. Warriors 2-0 in the meeting so far tonight with the JV boys and the varsity girls picking up two big-time wins. Warriors on the varsity boys' side of things. Looking to move to 4-0 on the season. Warriors moving the ball around the perimeter. Now it's Hayden Harper on the right wing. Breaks the press. Kicks it to the corner. Now one more back with Haley. Gets the right-handed layup to go. Actually doesn't. Gets his way to the free throw line. Gets hacked on the way up. Thought it was going to go. It counts in the arcade. As it rolled in and out. But Myers will get two free throws. First one is up and gets it to go. Myers now with 5 points on the evening. That one gets the shooter's touch off the front iron. Warriors now up by a touchdown, leading 22-15. Inbounds stolen by Parker Wright. Now it sits with Barrett Cook. Now to Hayden Harper on the left wing. He fires it inside. Parker Wright, reverse layup is not good. Gets his offensive putback. And Parker Wright is now on the board. His first two of the evening. Warriors now lead by 9. 50 seconds into the second quarter. They try and do a full court press. Trap him baseline. But the Generals are able to break it. They get to the half court. The Warriors on ball pressure, so good. We talked about it. The athleticism shows on offense, but it shows on the defensive side as well as the ball sits on the right wing. They're going to get one of the Warriors. I believe they're going to get Haley on the personal foul. To be honest, I thought the screener fell over himself, but they'll say that there was a little bit more contact involved. Warriors with a 24-15 advantage. 6:46 remaining in the second quarter. Braxton Wilson has 6 points for the Generals. Leads them in that category. Trying to find somebody open. And finally is able to on the right wing. Still on the right wing. Could be a 5-second call, and I believe it will be. And it will. A 5-second call. And we're going the other way. The on-ball pressure, on-ball defense. Paying dividends right now for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors, who lead 24-15, 6:25 remaining in the second quarter. Generals sticking with that 2-3 zone. It sits with Chapman Harris on the left wing. Now out to Parks Myers along the right. Now back to Harris. Barrett Cook now in the short corner. They find Hayden Harper wide open on the baseline. The ball movement by this Warriors squad. We talked about it a couple nights ago against Lochapoka. The ball just doesn't bounce on the offensive side. Seems like there's somebody open every single time, and they continue to pound that 2-3 zone. The Generals answer with a layup of their own. The Barrett Cook corner three is no good. Hayden Harper, a floater, is up off the front of the right iron, and he gets that one to go. Back-to-back buckets from Hayden Harper, and the Warriors lead 28-17, 5.5 to play here in the second quarter. Hayden Harper, the engine for this Lee Scott Academy team. Again, only a junior, but 1,000 points in his high school career already. Leads the Warriors tonight as the Generals are unable to do anything on the offensive end. Pressure by the Warriors forcing the Generals to play offense all the way out past the volleyball line. Braxton Wilson a little out of control, but they're going to get the reach-in foul on Hayden Harper. He's trying to plead that he was shooting, but I do not believe they won't give him the NFL or the NBA rule, rather, where you get four steps and they can still call that the shooting motion. 28-17. 5 minutes to play here before we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Hayden Harper gets a block on the Braxton Wilson three ball, and that ball rolling out of bounds. It will stay with the Generals. Wilson trying to show off some of the athleticism, but Hayden Harper right in front of his own student section with the block, and you could hear him from here yelling, "Give me that." The Generals will inbound the ball in their own half court. They throw it to the back court. Now dribble it up And they find their point guard, Wilson. He gets an on-ball screen, works his way to the right side, beats the one defender, and gets the right-handed layup to go. Wilson now with 8 in the contest. Lead cut down to 9, and a hand check foul on Hayden Harper. That foul was on Helton Scheller. Chapman Harris will take a breather. Will Lyles will sub into the game for the Warriors. 4:39 remaining in the second quarter. Wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy basketball here on Tiger Country 104.5. Christian Griffin on the Lee Scott Sports Network bringing you all of the action of tonight's contests. JV Boys picked up a big win as Hayden Harper finds Parker Wright, but he leaves the layup short. Rebounded by Will Lyles. Back out to Hayden Harper. His three ball from straightaway is too long. Offensive rebound. One again by Parker Wright. Tries to find Hayden Harper, but the pass is too strong. Generals have numbers, but now a strip from behind. Parks Myers gets the steal. And now a bump foul on Braxton Wilson with Hayden Harper running full speed downhill. They're going to now call an offensive foul on Hayden Harper. There is absolutely no way. There is absolutely no way. Braxton Wilson was behind Hayden Harper, and all Harper did was slow down. And now Coach William Johnson's all the way out on the floor, as he should be, because there is absolutely no way that that should be an offensive foul on Hayden Harper. Harper is livid. Coach William Johnson is livid. Oh, my goodness. Hayden Harper had Braxton Wilson on his back on the fast break and slowed down, and Braxton Wilson hip-checked Hayden Harper, and now those two are jawing at each other. I don't see how, if you're an offensive player with the basketball and you slow down and the defender hip-checks you and knocks you off balance, that it's an offensive foul. But that's the way that it was called. 28-19 halfway through the second quarter. Warriors with a 28-19 advantage. And a ball don't lie steal. Barrett Cook puts it up and gets it to go. Inbound steal from Barrett Cook, and now Wilson using full steal. Hayden Harper gets the steal, and now a fast break back to Barrett Cook. He tries to save it. It goes off the head of a general, and it will stay with the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Oh, my goodness. You don't see this type of speed everywhere you go in high school basketball, but with Lee Scott Academy and Horseshoe Bends, you get the basketball. And you're two dribbles, and you're all the way inside the three-point line. 30-19, 3:55 remaining in the second quarter. Wyatt Watley will inbound it to Will Lyles. He kicks it to Parks Myers, who sits at the top of the key. Now back to Wyatt Watley in the corner. Lyles now sits at the top of the key. They're trying to find somebody inside on that 2-3 zone. Back to Barrett Cook on the wing. He now finds Parks Myers. He kicks it to the corner. Wyatt Watley three is too strong. Will Lyles offensive rebound, the spin move, and he can't get that one to go. Zellner tips it to Wyatt Watley. Back to, oh my goodness, back to Will Lyles. The pump fake gets the defender up in the air, and he draws the contact. Don't know if they'll say that he was shooting on the foul. They will not. But the Warriors with three offensive rebounds in the one possession keeps the ball alive. And the Warriors will inbound it on the A under their own basket. Wyatt Watley will feed it to Will Lyles. Now back to Lyles, now to Barrett Cook in the corner. He dribbles it to the right wing, tries to find Cord Zellner in the short corner, but kicks it to Watley at the top of the key. Barrett Cook, right wing three, is up, and it is no good. Offensive rebound one once again, this time by Parks Myers. He tips it back to Barrett Cook, who feeds Parks Myers right at the top of the key, and he finds a cutting Will Lyles along the weak side. Defense of that 2-3 zone fell asleep, and the Warriors capitalized. They now lead by 13, 32-19. The right wing three by the Generals is no good. Rebound by Cord Zellner. Wyatt Watley kicks it to Cook, who kicks it to Myers, who tries to find Court Zellner around the low block, but it's going to be a turnover and then a travel right back to the Generals. It'll be Lee Scott basketball with 2:36 to go before the half. A fast, don't know if up-tempo is even respectable for the way that this first half has been between Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend, but the Warriors with a 32-19 lead as Chapman Harris will sub in for Parks Myers. Myers with some quality minutes. He has six in the contest. Wyatt Watley tries to find his escape man around the volleyball line, but it's intercepted. And Braxton Wilson gets the right-handed layup to go. He's now in double figures with 10. Lead cut down to 9 for the Warriors. Down in Barrett Cook in the short corner. Finds a cutting. Number 4, William Lyles. And while Lyles now has back-to-back buckets, lead extends back to 13, 34-21 with 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Court Zellner on ball defense all the way right around half court as Wilson works his way inside. Tries to cut back to his left, but the layup is short, and the Warriors now have numbers going the other way. Wyatt Watley with a pump fake, gets the defender up in the air. He's hacked, and he will head to the free throw line. Wyatt Watley, the junior, and the experience. He was a little out of control, so instead of trying to throw up a contested layup, a little pump fake on the left block, got the defender to leave his feet and drew the contact. First free throw is up and no good. 1:43 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors out in front by 13. As Brooke Zachary looks to check in to the game, and the Generals will use a timeout. 1:43 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors with a 13-point advantage. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Lee Scott Academy Warriors, the varsity boys out in front of the Horseshoe Bend Generals, 34-21. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of tonight's action. Wyatt Watley's second free throw is up, and it is good. So he splits the pair and gives the Warriors a 2-touchdown lead, 35-21. Braxton Wilson kicks it to the far corner. That three-pointer from Scherer is long. Rebounded by Will Lyles. Watley now races up the floor. His pass to Chapman Harris, the lefty. That three ball is long. Back to Chapman Harris, back to Wyatt Watley, and they'll slow things down along the perimeter. Pass out to Jack Eden. Now to Chapman Harris, back to Wyatt Watley. Chapman Harris on the right wing. Took one too many steps, got away with it, but missed the layup. And Wilson with the rebound in the outlet. And Jack Egan will not allow a wide open layup. He'll get called for the foul, but the Generals will head to the free throw line. Whew. Allows everybody in the stands, including myself, to catch a little bit of a break. Again, these two teams love to get out in transition. You don't see them run too many set plays on the offensive side. Just trusting each other, trusting the teammates, and using your athleticism. As the first free throw from Scherer is up and good. He now has 6, make it 7 in the contest. The Generals cut the lead to 12 with a minute to play before halftime. A cheap reach-in foul by the Generals, and that will be the fifth foul of the quarter, so Wyatt Whatley will head back to the free throw line. And if you're the Generals, that's the last thing you want to happen. You're trying to get on a little bit of a run before half, try and cut into the lead, possibly make it single digits. You get two free throws on your end, and then before the Warriors even get to the half court, a reach-in foul, and Wyatt Whatley now has the ability to counteract those free throws with two of his own. He gets the first one up, and good. 56.3 remaining before we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime show. Second free throw is up and off the front of the rim. No good. Generals with a defensive rebound. And they're going to get a foul. I believe it was on Brooke Zachary. It is. And now we'll walk to the other end of the floor. And the Generals will shoot two free throws. It's Solomon Arnold now at the free throw line. Lefty free throw is up and can't rattle it home. The student section letting them hear about it. Second free throw is up. And Arnold knocks that one home. Brings the lead to a dozen, 36-24, as the Warriors break the press and have numbers. Wyatt Whatley on the left block. He'll slow things down, kick it out to the corner. Now with William Lyles, he'll bring it out to the top of the key. Tries to find somebody now with Whatley. Now with Chapman Harris on the short corner. Wyatt Whatley in the corner. Tries the overhead pass, but it gets knocked away. Then gets tipped from behind. I believe it will stay with the Generals with 25.9. Coach William Johnson over on the far sideline a little bit frustrated. Ball gets inbounded. Warriors in a bit of a 1-2-2 matchup zone, it looks like, or might turn into a 2-3. We'll see if the Generals hold for the last shot as we're under 10 here at Samford Gymnasium. Wilson, the 8-foot jumper is no good. Chapman Harris gets the rebound with 5. Passes it to Whatley with 4. And that runs as of right now to the halftime break. I believe they'll put 2 seconds or 2 or 3 back onto the clock. And the referee on the far side is holding up 3 fingers. Right now it has 2. And they do reset it to 3. Now they'll move it to 2.2. Warriors lead 36-24. Now they're trying to decide whose basketball it is. I believe it will be General basketball. And they'll have 1 or 2 dribbles and a shot before the halftime buzzer. They're going to try and find Wilson. They do around the volleyball line, but he's unable to corral it. Just a prayer, and that one is no good. Warriors in a fast-paced first half lead 36-24 through the first 16 minutes of action. Don't go anywhere. We'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report in 2 minutes. Talk all about the varsity girls game, what we've seen through this first half. We'll talk about things that we need to see in this second half for the varsity boys to walk out unscathed and hit 5-0 on the young season. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with 2 local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs, a dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
36-24, your score at halftime of the boys' varsity game inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Hello, everybody. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. It has been a track sprint here at Sanford Gymnasium. Again, Warriors lead 36-24. Neither of these teams really want to run a set offense. There's been a couple of them, but man, transition baskets and just pure athleticism has taken over these first 16 minutes. Let's look at some of these halftime stats. They're presented by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. A look around the Lee Scott point column. Hayden Harper leads the way for the Warriors. He has 12. Parks Myers with 6. Barrett Cook knocked down a big triple in the first quarter. He has 5. William Lyles has 4. Chapman Harris, Wyatt Watley both have 2, and Grayson Haley got the scoring started for the Warriors, knocking down a big triple as well. A look around the Horseshoe Bend stat line as well. Braxton Wilson leads the way for the Generals. He has 12. Kendon Schur has 7, and Carson Lucas with 4. Solomon Arnold has 1 point off of a free throw. It's been a little bit chippy here, especially as of late, between Hayden Harper and Braxton Wilson, two high-class athletes, again, just wanting to get after it. Both of them with 12 points apiece. Hayden Harper picked up a questionable offensive foul about halfway through the second quarter, and that boosted the Generals a little bit, but the Warriors were able to respond and kind of traded basket for basket over the last 2 or 3 minutes of the second quarter, and that is where we stand with the Warriors, a 36-24 point lead at the half. Those halftime stats are brought to you once again by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office of the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. We'll take one final break here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk a little bit about the keys to the game and everything the Warriors need to do to walk out of their home floor at 4-0. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues in a moment.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hi, football fans.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
The clock says 20 seconds until we get underway, but Lee Scott has just now taken the floor, and Horseshoe Bend has yet to take the floor, so I believe they would tack a few more seconds, if not a couple minutes, back on to the clock, or otherwise they're just going to get right back into it. I mean, there's not too much warming up to do. I mean, this has been a track meet here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors with a 36-24 lead as we welcome you in to third quarter action. The second half tip-off tonight is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, across from the Auburn University campus. But as I mentioned, a track meet here through 16 minutes of play. Warriors with a 36-24 advantage. Hayden Harper leads the way for the Warriors with 12. Braxton Wilson leads the way for the Generals with 12 himself. Generals moving left to right on your radio dial in there. Road Reds will get the first possession of the third quarter. Wilson stands at the top of the key. gets the screen from a teammate. Generals have nowhere to go, all the way out across out by the logo. They finally find Shearer, who gets the on-ball screen, trying to find somebody. Still sets up the left wing, still sets up the left wing, and they find Wilson, and they will reset everything. Generals trying to get a pick-and-roll game going. Left wing three goes over the top of the backboard. No good off the right hand of Kendon Shearer. And we're going the other way. A 38-second possession by the Generals, but nice defense by the Warriors the whole time. Hayden Harper throws it away to Braxton Wilson right at the logo. Sure, the corner three this time. He gets that one to go. He had seven at halftime. He's now in double figures. He has 10. And the Generals go right back to about a three-quarter press. That one gets tipped. Warriors have to get it past half court, and they throw it away once again, almost a travel. But Scherer now with the ball on the near corner. He finds Wilson. Wilson with a pump fake. And he'll slow dribble at the right wing, guarded by Hayden Harper. Scherer at the top of the key. Pump fakes. Thought about a three. Now works the screen. Picks up his own dribble. Stands at the top of the key. He now finds a panicked teammate in the semicircle at half court. Wilson with a behind-the-back move. Contested layup is no good. Offensive rebound. Back out to Wilson. Now back out to Scherer at the top of the key. Screen for him. Now screen back on the other side. Warriors probably got away with a little bit of a foul. Not called. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Generals have had the ball for all but about 4 seconds of this second half, but have only put up one shot. Wilson kicks it to the corner, and they're going to say a push on Parks Myers. 36-27, 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Chapman Harris will sub in for Parker Wright. Inbound along the left side. Almost gets stolen by Wilson, but he had his toes on the line. And they are going to say that he did have his toes. It will be a turnover on Braxton Wilson. They're saying it's a bad call. I saw it right here, that he clearly had his toes out of bounds. Basketball is going the other way. Hayden Harper kicks it to Parks Myers. His three ball is no good. Hayden Harper either. It's Myers with the offensive rebound. The Chapman Harris corner three is off the front rim and no good. Offensive rebound by Haley is no good, but he's hacked on the way up. He'll shoot two free throws. Warriors have done such a nice job on the offensive glass. And now it's Grayson Haley with the chance to reward himself. He has 3 points, knocked down the first basket of the contest. The big three on the right wing now stands at the free throw line. That first one is up, and it is good. 5:38 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors trying to answer a little bit of an early run by the Generals. Lead was cut to 11. Now back. Cut to 10, now to 11, as Haley goes 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Wilson will dribble it up with his right hand. Now sits on the right wing. Kicks it to the corner. Back to Wilson. Now back to Scherer. Pump fake. Thought about a three. He dribbles it now out to the top of the key. Tries to find a teammate. Does right around the free throw line. And a really cheap foul. I didn't see any contact there. They're going to get Chapman Harris on a little bit of a push. The 5:14 to play. The Generals will inbound it. Just a home run ball all the way back to half court. Fielded by Wilson. A pull-up three is off the back iron. Too strong. Offensive rebound goes to Wilson. Now to the corner. Trying to find a man. Ball sits at the right block. Now back out to the three-point line. The three-pointer from Scherer is no good. Offensive rebound with the Generals. Taken away from Harper. Harper splits the defense. A three-on-two fast break. He kicks it to Chapman Harris on the right block. His touch layup is up, and it is good. Hayden Harper with the nifty footwork. He finds Chapman Harris. Generals almost turn it over. They do turn it over and have Hayden Harper. And why is the whistle being blown? Did they call a foul? There's a discussion now. They'll say it's Warrior basketball, but I don't know why the action was stopped. It's a 40-27 lead for the Warriors, 4:30 to play here in the third quarter. Hayden Harper, right wing three, is too strong. Chapman Harris, the offensive putback. He's got back-to-back buckets, and the Warriors' lead is extended. Braxton Harris kicks it to the top of the key. Now dribbles all the way to the left wing. Does Harris uses the on-ball screen. One more pass. Three-pointer in the corner is swatted away from Grayson Haley. There's now a discussion about a possible foul. There wasn't a shot being. He started to shoot and then passed it. Because there was a. He realized that Haley was right there with him and tried to throw it off of him, and I believe that he did. So the Generals inbound the basketball halfway through the third quarter. Warriors with a 15-point advantage and a reach-in foul from Chapman Harris. .358 to play in the third quarter. Harris dribbling along the right wing. Pass to the corner is tipped, but the Generals keep possession. As Harris finds the corner now to the short corner, stolen away from Chapman Harris. Or by Chapman Harris. Hayden Harper now with the ball. Haley, the left wing three, is up. And it is no good. Rebounds by Parks Myers, but trying to save it, he throws it away. Still some jawing with Hayden Harper and Braxton Wilson. It's been a little bit of jawing all night long. Both pleading their case, and Harris is jawing with Harper as he's walking up the floor. 3:20 to play, Warriors by 15. A ball stolen away by Hayden Harper. They've got numbers if they want to use it. Hayden Harper dribbling through the middle of the lane. Some contact, no foul, but he gets the layup to go anyways. A fall-away layup. Hayden Harper now with 14 in the contest. Lead is extended to 17. Straightaway three up too strong. Chapman Harris with the rebound. He outlets it to Hayden Harper, who outlets it all the way to the corner. And Parks Myers. Chapman Harris, corner three is up and too strong. Generals with the rebounds. 2:45 here to play in the third quarter at Samford Gymnasium. And the Generals, after dribbling the ball across half court, will call a timeout. We'll take one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 44-27 as things continuing to get physical and a little bit chirpy here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
.44-27, 2:41 to play here in the third quarter. Warriors comfortably out in front, but things continuing to get a little bit chippy between a couple Warriors and a couple of the Generals. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A fast-paced track meet on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Both of these lineups would be fantastic cross-country runners. Again, neither of these teams excel in the height advantage, but what they lack with height, they use with speed and athleticism in the transition offense. But right now, the Warriors have done a great job. As the Generals trying to find something, finally find one in the middle of the paint, but it's stolen away. Parks Myers, the left-handed layup is up, and it is good. Parks Myers now with 8 in the contest. Warriors with a 46-27 lead. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Hayden Harper gets another steal and the foul by Braxton Wilson. No transition take foul, as we mentioned, so ends up being a pretty smart foul as Hayden Harper would have had a wide open layup. But with 1:57, the Warriors will inbound the basketball, leading by 19. It's Haley, Harper, Myers, Lyles, and Chapman in the game for the Warriors. They try and feed Chapman Harris along the right block, and they're going to get a reach-in foul on the Generals. So now the Warriors will inbound it baseline right under their own basket, and the Generals continue to sub in and sub out. Warriors keep their five on the floor for the time being. They find Lyles in the corner. He dribbles it up to the wing. Back to Hayden Harper in the corner, who finds Parks Myers. The left-handed layup gets it to go, plus the foul. The ball movement by the Warriors is just sheer perfection from the right wing to the corner to right at the free throw line. A cutting Parks Myers, a one dribble rip through. The left-handed layup is good, and he gets the chance to make it a three-point play with the old-fashioned way. Warriors lead extended now to 21, 48-27, minute 43 to play in the third quarter. Hayden Harper will take a breather, as will Chapman Harris. Barrett Cook and Court Zellner check into the game, as does Wyatt Watley. So Lyles, Watley, Myers, Cook, and Zellner. The free throw hits every single part of the rim and the backboard you can imagine. But Myers gets it to go. He now has 5 in the third quarter. Warriors' lead is 22. Ball all the way in the far corner with Wilson. Wilson had 12 in the first half, has yet to score here in the second. Kicks it out to the left wing. The corner three from Shearer is up and good. He has 2 triples in this third quarter. He now has 13. Good ball moving by the Warriors. One more. Barrett Cook, one more. Now to Wyatt Watley. Pump fake. Sidestep three is up. And he gets that one to go. And looks at the defender as he runs by. What a move from Wyatt Watley. And the Warriors respond with a triple of their own. We're under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Ball being moved around the perimeter. Tried to get inside but are unable to. Wilson now with the ball on the left wing. The sure three once again, this time too strong. Offensive rebound by the Generals, and there's going to be a foul wrestling for the rebound. I believe they're going to get Lyles. Actually going to get Court Zellner on the foul. With 33.3 to play in the third quarter, Warriors have a 22-point advantage. The Warriors fall asleep on the baseline. The layup hits every part of the rim and bounces out. The Warriors now have a fast break. Parks Myers goes up for it and gets hit from behind. There's going to be a loose ball foul, I believe, on Shearer. On the Generals. Warriors will inbound the ball on the first E in Lee under their basket on the left side. Warriors will outlet it with 25 seconds to go. We'll see if they settle for the last shot. They do not. Barrett Cook's free ball is long, and Wilson now kicks it to Shearer, who has a right wing three, and that is up. And it is good. Shearer with three threes alone in the third quarter has single-handedly kept this game at least manageable. Parks Myers goes up for the lefty layup, unable to get it to go, but he gets hacked going on the way up. He'll shoot two free throws for the Warriors. .7 remaining in the third quarter. There's some sort of discussion at the scorer's table. I believe they have yet to add the three-pointer for the Generals. Is that what, that's what a big-time discussion is, but Parks Myers is at the free throw line. First free throw is up and no good. And now there's going to be a big-time meeting as the head coach for the Generals trying to
learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Four minutes down, 8 to play here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. I'm Christian Griffin, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Wherever you're tuned in from, we thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Warriors with a 53-34 advantage. And the Warriors will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Not sure what the delay is. All 10 players are on the floor, but waiting on something. Haley will inbound it to Hayden Harper. Now to the short corner, and Parker Wright back to the top of the key with Haley Barrett-Cook. With a pump fake, fires it over to Haley. Hayden Harper, right wing three, is nothing but nylon. Hayden Harper gets the scoring started for the Warriors in this fourth quarter and almost gets a steal on the other end as well. Hayden Harper had 12 at the half, only had two in the third quarter already with three now in the fourth. He's up to 17. He leads all scorers. .56-34 Warriors lead with 7.5 to play here on their home court. Wilson with the right wing three, tries to answer, but it's too short. Rebound goes to Barrett Cook. He finds Parker Wright, who finds Grayson Haley. He's unable to get the layup to go, but he's hit on the arm on the pump fake. So he'll make his way to the charity stripe to shoot two. A second half that is, believe it or not, played a little bit slower than the first half as the first free throw from Haley's up. And it is good. He now has 6. Looking to make it 7 with the second free throw upcoming. That first half, you're not going to see much faster paced basketball as Haley goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line, extends the lead to 24. As an official blows the whistle and I believe gives the Generals coach a warning. Not exactly sure what it is, but there's now a discussion with the three officials right around the free throw line. They're now going over to the scorer's table. Nothing more will come out of it. The Generals will inbound the ball right around half court. with 7:13 to play in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a 24-point advantage. Wilson doing a bunch of fancy dribbles, but hasn't made his way inside the perimeter. Scherer, another three-pointer. This time, nothing but air, and the student section lets him hear about it. Warriors going the other way. Hayden Harper kicks it to the corner. Barrett Cook pump fakes, now works his way inside, finds Parks Myers, reverse left-handed layup is good. Beautiful ball movement. Hayden Harper to Barrett Cook to Parks Myers. Barrett Cook had an open three, a good shot, passed it up for a great shot, and the Warriors extend the lead. Three-pointer from straight away. The Generals is no good. Parker Wright rips down the board. Parks Myers working his way onto the left side on the fast break. The Generals tried to draw a charge but didn't have their feet set and will get called for a blocking foul. Warriors will inbound it under their own basket. .623 remaining in the fourth quarter. Warriors leading the Generals of Horseshoe Bend right around the Alex City area, 60-34. Hayden Harper will inbound the basketball just to his outlet man, Parks Myers. Now going baseline is Haley, gets a shot blocked but corrals it, kicks it to Hayden Harper. The left wing corner three is nylon. Hayden Harper with two threes in the quarter. He's now up to 20 points, leads all scorers. And once again, almost gets the steal. Generals will inbound the basketball right in front of us here on the home sideline. As we hit the 6-minute mark in the fourth quarter, sure, the 8-foot jumper can't rattle it home, but gets his offensive rebound. That one won't go. And Parker Wright with the rebounds. And Grayson Haley is called for an offensive charge. Oh, my goodness gracious. The defender's just hanging all over him. And Haley slows down, and I guess they're going to say extended the elbow. But sure, missed the jumper and then missed the layup in his frustration. Should have gotten him a personal foul, but instead Haley gets one. The Generals now have the basketball, dribbling in their half court with 5:44 to play in the fourth quarter. Warriors leading 63-34. Sure with a wraparound pass, tries to at least, and Barrett Cooks gets a steal. Parks Myers, left-handed layup, is up, and it is good. Parks Myers had 6 in the first half. He now has 10 in the second. Give him 16 for the contest. Sure, pump fake, step back three. Actually thought about it, didn't let it go. Ball now working its way around the perimeter. Now inside, should be a travel. Blocked by Grayson Haley. Warriors have transition numbers if they want. Hayden Harper gets the ball right at the right block. Spins again. And goes for the lefty reverse layup. Can't get it to go, but he gets hit on the arm and will be rewarded with two free throws. Today's game, once again, is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menu options online at acreauburn.com. And the Warriors up 65-34. The clock now is running. Under 4.5 to play. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Warriors now with a 66-34 advantage, under 4 minutes to play here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Warriors with a win tonight will move to 4-0 on the young season. A full swap, a soccer lineup substitution for the Warriors. Lefty layup is blocked, but contact down low. The Generals will shoot two free throws. It's Watley, Egan, Zellner, Brooks Zachary, and Will Lyles, the five in the game for the Warriors. But again, with a running clock already under 3.5 to play, first free throw is up and too strong. Second free throw goes in Monday through Saturday, but the bank's closed on Sunday, but he'll get it to go tonight. Free throw off the backboard is good. And a hand check foul by the Warriors following a turnover. Braxton Wilson, following the foul, just tries to show off the vertical a little bit, but instead gets stuffed by the rim, and the Warriors student section will let them hear about it. 66-35, 2.5 to play here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Chapman Harris will sub in for Cord Zellner. Zellner was playing defense and was running after his man. Didn't realize he was being subbed in for. Just over 2 minutes to play between Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend. Wilson with the basketball on the top of the key. Now goes to the corner. Now to the right block, right around the elbow. Backs it up. Now on the far corner, back to Wilson on the left wing. Trying to find somebody open, but can't. Now a give and go. Could have been a travel, not called, and the layup is good by the Generals. 1:44 to play in the contest. Warriors with a 66-37 advantage. Warriors had numbers, but will choose to shoot some clock wisely instead. Going around the perimeter with Watley, Lyles, and Chapman Harris. He now takes the right wing three, hits every part of the rim, but can't get it to go. But Will Lyles with the offensive rebound. He now kicks it inside. Now back to Jack Egan. His corner three is too strong. Chapman Harris, offensive rebound. His lefty layup is good. Chapman Harris now with 6.5. As we hit 60 seconds to play, Harris's corner triple. I'm sorry, Wilson's corner triple is up. And it is good. Braxton Wilson, the big-time point guard, big-time playmaker for the Generals, had 12 points in the first half, but that was his only bucket in the second half, and it came with the Warriors leading by, at that point, it was 31, now it's 28. So he will finish the night as he makes his way to the bench with 15. Can't give enough credit to William Johnson, the entire staff, especially the players, for making those halftime adjustments. Again, that was the one player that really got what he wanted in the first half. Warriors swing things around. It's Jack Egan. Now it's Brooks Zachary. He makes a pass to the corner. Now back to the wing. Egan looking for the corner. Wyatt Watley, he'll pump fake. Now he'll shoot the three. He gets it to go. Wyatt Watley, one triple in each half. He now has a one-on-one fast break. Goes behind the back, and he'll slow things down and walk it out. Under 30 seconds to play here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors look to just hold the ball in, back things out, leading 71-40. They're going to get the Generals on a cheap foul with 8 seconds to go. The Warriors, with a running clock, honestly don't even have to inbound the basketball. And as you hear the buzzer inside, William J. and Evelyn B. Samford Gymnasium, All I Do Is Win, begins to play throughout the speakers. Warriors move to 4-0 on the young season with a 71-40 victory over the Horseshoe Bend Generals. And the Warriors get the three-game sweep. The JV boys with a dominating victory. The varsity girls with a 44-28 win. And the boys with a 71-40 victory over the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. Don't go anywhere. We'll get you started with a little bit of post-game. We'll go around the scores of the varsity girls game, the varsity boys game, and talk about the upcoming schedule when we come back You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
The Lee Scott Academy Warriors complete the three-game sweep over the Horseshoe Bend Generals. Varsity boys capping things off with a 71-40 victory. Again, shout out to the JV boys for their big-time win. The varsity girls with their 44-28 victory. What a dominating game that one was. Clark Ibbett had 26 points and 7 blocks in that game, just leading the way. Sydney Dunlap had 7. Riley Fields with 4. A couple other girls added some 2s and some 3s in there as well. For the boys' side of things, Hayden Harper led all scorers in the contest. He finished with 21 tonight. Parks Myers finished with 16. Chapman Harris and Wyatt Watley both had 8. Grayson Haley with 7. Barrett Cook with 5. And Parker Wright with 2 to cap things off for the Warriors. A dominated game, especially a dominating second half for this Lee Scott Academy team. Again, Braxton Wilson had 12 points at halftime and was getting just about. Once again, our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be right here on Tiger Country 104.5 on December 3rd, Tuesday, December 3rd. A little bit of a break over the Thanksgiving break holiday. But again, that will be at Horseshoe Bend on the road. So if you can't make the trip, make sure to tune in. Tiger Country 104.5, the home all season long of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Airtime will be right around the 5:30 mark, given everything stays around schedule. But again, that'll be right here on the home of Lee Scott Academy basketball, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy basketball on the home of the Warriors. For the Lee Scott Sports Network, everybody here at Lee Scott and at Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, stay safe, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.